Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 18th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of James, chapters 4 and 5. Confession and prayer will result in healing and deliverance. We read in James chapter 5 verse 16 like this. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. As James brings his epistle to a conclusion, he turns his attention to believers in a church setting who are suffering, sick, and backslidden. To effectively deal with sickness among believers, James proposes two things: the confession of faults to one another and praying for one another. Confession of faults to one another is necessary if there is to be healing, since many sicknesses originate as a result of sin. Our prayer of faith cannot operate as long as sins are not confessed. When confession is made, definite sins should be mentioned, and confession of faults is necessary, especially to those against whom the sins and injustice have been committed. If one sins against an individual, confession should be made to that individual. When there is trouble between individuals, they should get together and ask for pardon and do all in their power to make things right. This is what our Lord Jesus had spoken in Matthew chapter 5 verses 23 and 24. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. This is especially true when one partakes of the Lord's table, as our unconfessed sins can bring sickness and sometimes even death. We should not only confess our sins to one another, but we should pray for one another as well. As per James, in order for our prayers to be effective and powerful, we should meet the following 5 conditions. 1. We should become righteous before God by repenting, confessing, turning away from our sins and living righteously. Number 2. We should pray fervently. Number 3. We should pray effectively. Number 4. We should pray specifically. And number 5. We should pray based on God's word. Confession and prayer will result in healing and deliverance. Effective prayer is characterized by the earnestness, fervency, and energy exhibited by a righteous man or woman in Christ. Prayer is powerful when we have faith, ask earnestly and boldly as we persevere and surrender to God's perfect will. Powerful results can happen from even a short time of prayer, as we can see from the prayer examples of Elijah and our Lord Jesus Christ. God longs to meet with us and show His power in our lives. Prayer is really a child's helpless cry to the Father's attentive ears. When we are helpless and cry out to our Heavenly Father, He will hear and answer us speedily.